Annoyance with nursery rhymes, being honest about not liking a child's artwork, napping, diapers. You might not always think of that subject matter when you think about love poems. But New Yorker contributor and parent John Kenny might not be a typical poet. As a follow-up to his New York Times bestselling collection, Love Poems for Married People, his new book is called Love Poems for People with Children. John, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me, Rob.
Well, there's a lot of poetry about love. I think like most of it, right? But I can't think of a lot about love with people who have kids. Why did you decide to tackle this theme?
Yeah, and I want to answer two questions that your listeners might have. The first is, why the UP is not part of Wisconsin. I know the answer because I just looked it up. It's the Toledo War, right?
Yep.
Number two, I'm a poet in much the same way Arby's is farm-to-table dining. I tackled it. We had done a book earlier this year called Love Poems for Married People, and it just seemed to make sense. Also, my kids were driving me nuts, and so I thought I'd write this.
Now, let's give people a flavor of your poems right up front. Would you mind reading, there's a lot of good ones to choose from. Most of them you can say on the air. How about Good Job was one I like halfway through the book there.
Sure.
I got 43.
Good job. I say these words so often to you from the sidelines of soccer games, after the school play, when you get a glass of water by yourself. As if you just rebuilt a carburetor. Want to know the truth? You didn't do a very good job in soccer. You let that little weaselly kid get by you and score. Why were you running alongside of him anyway? Maybe take him down next time. And Meryl Streep, you're not. The teacher had to feed you the lines, which were frankly unconvincing. I know I'm saying this to you on your fifth birthday, but I think you'll thank me one day.
Yeah, and a lot of your poems have that kind of the internal reality, the internal monologue of what might be going through your head at various moments in parenting.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, parenting, because you can be holding two disparate thoughts in your head at the same time, right? It's the greatest job in the world. It's also it can be the hardest, especially with little guys.
And there's a line in another poem. Maybe you'll read this one, too. But you talk about the idea of kids versus actual kids. And they're not exactly the same thing.
No, they are not the same thing. I was late to have kids. I have five brothers. They all have kids. They're great fathers. They were super good role models. But it's, I always thought being an uncle was kind of the same thing. And I remember my brother sort of chuckling, saying, you'll see. But you get to go home when you're an uncle. And, it's a full-time job. It's a different experience, isn't it, when they're your own kids.
And there are some of these written from your perspective as a dad. There are some clearly written from a woman's perspective. Did you get some collaboration with your wife on some of these?
All of the ones written from a woman's perspective are the intelligent ones. The women are heroes in my mind, being one of six boys. We worship my mother. I simply can't give my wife enough credit. Her name should be on the book. She's a great editor and writer in her own right. And I would read her the day's work, and she's a tough critic. So when she didn't laugh, which she enjoys doing at things I say to her, I knew I didn't have anything. But she edited these poems with me, so I really could not have done this without her.
Talking to John Kenny about his new book, Love Poems for People with Children. Now, this is partly about relationships with kids, but also about the relationship between a pair, in this case of parents, and how things change when they have kids, and that the romance that used to be there might not could anymore. Can you talk about how that changes?
Oh, I would be happy to. We just celebrated our 14th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations.
And thank you. And I'm a very lucky and very happy man. I cannot speak for my wife. Her divorce attorneys say that, she will talk about it. But look, you meet and you get married and you're madly in love and, you're doing the things that madly in love people do. And then you think to yourself, you know what we should do? instead of sleep in and eat when we want, is, you know, have little wild animals in the house. And it changes things. It changes priorities. It changes sleep habits. It changes alcohol consumption. It changes a lot of things, right? And you know, I'm a fan. I believe it's my life's work. There's no book, there's no piece of writing that's ever going to bring me the same kind of joy. But I think it's okay too to sort of say, hey, geez, this is really hard.
Right. And I've read scientific research on that. People say, yeah, having kids gives me joy. But those day-to-day moments, it's not this constant fire hose of joy. There's a lot of bad stuff. But what was it like to write these books? Did it help you kind of appreciate the big picture in that way?
Yeah, I think it did. As I say, I came to it late, and I think I will, you know, overshare. I think I was a very selfish sort of younger man, and I don't think I would have been as patient or as good a father. And I wanted to be a good father. And so I'm as tough as it is sometimes, not all the times, I do relish it more. My kids have a somewhat warped sense of humor, and I wrote the dedication to the book, and I shared it with my kids, and they're like, so I'll read it. It says, to Lulu and Hewitt, now is probably the wrong time to let you know that I am not your real father.
How'd they take that one? Yeah.
My daughter sort of chuckled, and my son, who's 7, said, Dad, that's ridiculous. Seriously, though, are you my father? But you have to give them something to talk to the therapist about in their 20s.
Now, you wrote one of the poems in the book is, along the lines of, what if there'd been a job interview for parenting? And I'm an adoptive parent, so in a way there was a job interview for parenting for me, and it didn't scare me off. But looking back at it, if you could have, this is a hypothetical, if you could have somehow understood the reality of kids before you had kids, would you have made the same decision?
I think the human race would stop. If people, so essentially the job interview is, do you enjoy sleep? Yeah, no, I love it. Do you enjoy having lots of sex with your wife? No, that's great. Great. Do you enjoy doing what you want when you want to do it? Absolutely. Do you like having people throw up on you? No. That's essentially, do you enjoy worrying all the time about where they are, what they're eating, and what they're doing? And yet somehow it's all worth it in a really sort of huge way. My favorite people are the people who are dedicated to their kids, who their job is important. Their, weekend running is important, but the thing that's the sort of the core of who they are is their kids.
I love the last line of your last poem in the book. And this one's a little against type. This is the more sentimental one. Your last line is, I'm so lucky to be your dad.
Yeah, I in the first book, Love Poems for, what's the name of it? Love
Married
Poems
People.
For Married People?
Yeah.
Thanks. I should know these.
You
things,
of all
I?
People. Yeah.
I, at the very last minute, right before the book was going to press, I'd written all these ridiculous poems, and I wanted to write, or rather attempt, because I am not a poet. I have huge respect for poets. I think it's an incredibly hard thing to do, to put the sort of ineffable down on paper. But I wanted to write one to my wife, and I did. And I thought with this book, since it's about children, I should write one about my kids. And I must say, it was hard to do. It was really hard to do, but it's sort of secretly for me my favorite.
Okay, now you say you're not a poet, and I'll believe you, and yet you've got this
you've
book.
You've clearly not read the book.
I have. You take words and you convey sentiments that resonate with other people who are parents, i.e. me. I mean, you've committed some poetry. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I'm not really a poetry guy, though, so take do with that what you will.
This is exciting news
for
me. I appreciate that. Well, you're kind to say so. It was important to me to at least have them look like poems. I think it's funny because I have a newfound appreciation for poetry, right? Because It's, I think in high school and college, we are forced to read things. And oftentimes it's sort of ancient stuff, right? It's your Keats and your Shelley and your, but in sort of doing these books, I sort of jumped back into poetry and read a lot of different people, and you know, the Billy Collinses of the world and the Mary Olivers in the world and the Sharon Olds of the world. There's a lot of sort of secrets to life in what these people write.
In our last minute or so, John, now these poems about you know, love poems for parents are out in the wild. Do you get a lot of response from people saying, yeah, that's it, or that's just like it, and then everybody's starting to share anecdotes with you?
It's been really wonderful. One of the nice things about social media is that people do reach out, and a lot of times we'll hear things like, "Geez, I think did you have a camera in my house?" and I think sometimes with kids, with marriages, with the things that go on in families, you sometimes sort of feel alone. You think to yourself, "Geez, this doesn't happen to other people. These kinds of annoying fights, my kids saying this, and just the sort of." The daily stuff, and what's been interesting and sort of heartening for me is how universal the whole experience is.
John, thanks so much for joining us today.
Rob, thank you for having me.
That's John Kenny. We've been talking to him about his new book. It's called Love Poems for People with Children.